Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Well, no, I was trying.
What were you trying to get to?
I was trying to find a clip from Big Mama's House.
You were looking for just the right clip.
Yeah.
In a Martin Lawrence movie, really?
What? I know.
One that you could play on the air?
Well, I didn't want to do Crosby, Stills, Nash, Our House. We did that before.
Okay? I know, we did that before.
But there aren't a lot of house, you know.
Your references.
Well, yeah.
Well, you didn't want to do House of the Rising Sun, necessarily.
We built this house on rock and roll.
I refuse to play
Jefferson Starship. They sold out.
I know.
So I was going to go with Big Mama's House, but unfortunately, time ran out.
Well, but you know what the reality is? Big Mama's House can all of a sudden plop into your life if you inherit a piece of property, if you inherit a house.
Thank you.
You have no intention of moving into it. What are we
going
to do?
See, that's where I was going.
And you're headed in the right direction.
Thank you.
Fortunately, we have somebody that knows what he's talking about in that regard.
Shit, sure as hell ain't us.
No. Ray Tatu is joining us once again from Inherited Property Solutions. Ray, good Friday morning.
Good morning, Pat and Peter. How are you guys today?
Good. Welcome back, man.
Ray, thank you for having me.
What's the matter? We didn't scare you the first time?
No, you did not scare me off the first time. I'm back for some more abuse.
Man, you're not as bright as I thought you were.
No. He knows what he's talking about because during this time of being together, families have proven to be very, very important, and together and staying connected with your family is a good thing. But sometimes families are scattered all over the place, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, your mom, whose house was in New Hampshire, has passed on, and you've inherited the house, but you're busy living your life in your house, and what do you do? Here's where Inherited Property Solutions comes in, Ray.
Absolutely. If you find yourself in a situation, give myself or my office a call, and we're here to help. Just a quick background of who Inherited Properties is. It's a niche business created by myself, Ray Tatu, and my partner, Joe Terrialt, and, of course, the rest of our team. We created this niche business that brings expertise to helping individuals and families with a property they've inherited. If you want to carry on a little more, you know, many people do not realize that a inherited property can actually be more of a burden than a benefit.
So, well, I know. Right.
Especially when the tax bill comes in.
Yeah, you've got the ongoing expenses. You've got the taxes. Mm-hmm. You've got the insurance. If it's during the winter, you're heating it. You're plowing it. You know, you're trying to keep it secure if it's vacant. So there's a lot of unexpected issues that do come up that the heirs don't realize until they're in that position.
Or somebody says, hey, I can make this a rental property. Okay, that's a whole nother set of problems.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, there are a lot of folks that obviously do rent out properties that have experience, and there's those that jump into it that don't have the experience. And some are successful and some are not. Tenants can swing both ways. They can be easy and they can be difficult, so you've got to be prepared for whatever decision
you could be having the time of your life until that 1 o'clock in the morning toilet call.
Yep.
You know that you are technically in charge of because you own the property, and you're like, seriously?
Or you're paying the attorney to try to get them to move out of your place, and it takes 120 days with no rent. It can get ugly.
It can get ugly, and many times what looks like it could be a nice little business with some income, before you know it, you're actually running in the red just because of the circumstances or the lack of experience. So again, this is where we come in. We have the expertise to help people through the probate process. We have experience with probate, Medicare, relationships with attorneys and other professionals that we can fall back on to help navigate through it all. Again, what a lot of folks don't realize is, once they inherit a property, many times it ends up in probate and it sits in limbo for quite a while. All the while they're paying the taxes, insurance, and so on, but they can't do anything with the property until the probate is settled. So we can help navigate them through that process. And the sooner we get involved, the better it is for the family, the least expensive it is for the family. I heard you guys mention earlier, many times a property gets inherited and the siblings are spread out throughout the country.
Right.
Everybody's got their own wives,
mm-hmm.
and now they've got a property to deal with. So we can step right in and help out with that.
Right. And bear in mind that if you make the decision, okay, you know what, well, we're just going to sell the property, but of course you got to get somebody in there, you got to get it inspected, you got to doll it up, you got to clean it up, you got to get the yard in shape. I mean, it may be just a little bit more work than you are ready for.
That's right. Again, every situation is unique, and it depends on the situation, but...
Mm-hmm.
If you want to maximize the return on a property, it's like anything else. You want it up to date. You want it cleaned out. You want the yard cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, many times people don't have the time, or more often than not, they don't have the funds to do that.
Right.
So we'll take the property full of personal belongings. You know, we don't want it. Doesn't need to be repaired at all.
Mm-hmm.
We'll literally take it as is, and we'll deal with it, and we can close and put money in folks' pockets in quickly as 7 days. Or if it takes 7 months, we're happy to wait. We're in no particular rush.
Right.
You know, we're just here to help.
Yeah.
We're here to help. We take the consultative and educational approach. We put all the options on the table,
mm-hmm.
so people can make informed decisions.
That's great. And again, you're just a path that may not have been available before. And you know, people may have just, well, you know, let the house sit there. There's nothing I can do about it now. And let me know when the tax bill gets in. But you really are, like your business name says, you're a solution.
We are a solution. And we're not only a solution for inherited properties. I mean, we take the same expertise and apply it right across the board. We've been able to help out many, many other people that are in situations that could use our services. So, for example, if someone's retiring, a job relocation, you know, repairs they can't afford, an illness, they want to downsize,
mm-hmm.
they're behind on taxes, or they own a property that has problem tenants and they're just tired of dealing with it,
yeah.
We can step in and help them out.
So, son, daughter, grandson, nephew, niece, whatever, they inherit a particular property, and they're going, this has got to be worth $400,000. Yeah, okay. No, it's like a $170,000
right.
property. They're going, no. Yeah, no. How do you have to be the voice of reason and explain, okay, I know you think that you got the winning Powerball ticket here, but no.
Well, so when there's multiple people involved, we like to hopefully get them all together
mm-hmm.
at the same time so we can educate them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about education,
yep.
really. That's what it comes down to. So we'll educate them about market values, about the condition of their property. More often than not, it needs quite a bit of work and
mm-hmm.
what it's going to cost to, you know, bring it up to today's standards. And by the time we're done educating, you know, 9 out of 10 times, people see the light, so to speak, and they understand, and they've been brought down to reality as to what the property is worth. You know, I do understand there's a lot of sentimental value many times.
Sure.
But, you know, unfortunately, you know, no one's willing to pay for that.
I know.
It's just the way of the world.
Right, so, because the new person is not going to pay for your memories.
That's just
I'm sure that real estate brokers have to have that conversation with everybody they list with. You know?
Oh, they do. And back to the consultation part of the process,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's an inherited property or just an average property, you know, we do put all the options on the table. And sometimes the quick cash is not the best option. If it makes sense to list it traditionally, we certainly will encourage the owners or the heirs to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have solutions there also, because we have a sister company called Unique Realty, located in Nashua, and that's headed by Dan Rosa and Aaron Adams, and they are great to work with, and they can help through that part of the process if that is deemed to be the best solution or the family believes that is the best solution for them.
That's great. So it's like there is no, it's you don't have a set of 1, 2, 3, 4 situations that you deal with. No, you take whatever the customer's dealing with, and then say, okay, here's the best way I think we can handle this.
Absolutely. It's all about putting the options and informing you know, the sellers about what the options are and mm-hmm. let them make the choice, you know, with our advice. So
what do you
work very well?
What do? You acquire the property. Then what? You're just sitting on a bunch of properties. What do you do with them?
Depending on the situation, mm-hmm. You know, we offer rehab properties. We'll maintain rental properties. On occasion, we have other fellow investors that we could sell the properties to.
Gotcha.
So we have the solutions on both ends. We have the solutions for the sellers, a variety of options. Mm-hmm. And then for ourselves, on the exit side of things, we have a number of solutions.
So, a variety of options there. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So almost anything that comes in the door, we can deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're not focused just on inherited properties. I mean, we've helped many, many people out of situations, and I've got a couple of good examples. So we recently bought and sold a house from a family that earlier this year they were shopping for a new home pre-COVID, mm-hmm. and the inventory is super tight. And when they were putting offers in, one of the contingencies for the seller at that time to accept their offers was these folks had to sell their house first.
Mm.
Well, it was so competitive out there that they were not getting any of their offers accepted because others did not have that contingency in there.
Right.
So what we were able to work out with these folks is we agreed to buy their property when the time came that they were going to buy a new home. So they were able to make offers without putting that home sale contingency on there.
Wow.
And they ultimately bought a property. It took about 5 months to happen, mm-hmm. but it's a sort of a unique solution that we had for them. So they had more buying power, so to speak, because
right.
that contingency was off the table.
Wow, that's great.
That is cool.
That's because they didn't have to add it to the contract. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, another good example of how we work with folks, we recently purchased an 8-unit apartment building from a widowed owner that she just couldn't keep up with it anymore between the repairs and the tenants. You know, it's
sure.
very time-consuming.
Sure.
And she was a very private person. She didn't want the neighbors to know what was going on. She didn't want the tenants to know that she was selling. So we just found a discreet way to view as much of the property as we could ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And the next time we saw her was at the closing. And what she had done was she left most everything behind, and she had left a note in the hallway telling the tenants that she sold the property. She was leaving, left our contact information on there. And then immediately after the closing, we just got in touch with all the tenants and, you know, informed them what had just transpired. And it went smooth for her. She got what she wanted out of it, her privacy in a smooth transaction. And of course, on our side, you know, we end up with a property that we still hold today and have the 8 happy tenants in there.
Awesome.
Wow.
Awesome.
Well, you like those success stories. Yeah, that's great.
Well, again, I think it just points out, Ray, that every situation is different.
Absolutely. You know, another thing I just want to point out is on the horizon here is there's a number of folks through this whole pandemic that took advantage of deferred mortgage payments. Well, those bills are going to come due, and my advice is hopefully they didn't take advantage of that, but if they were forced to, hopefully they're working on their budgets to be in a position to get caught up.
Right.
But if they find themselves in a situation, you know, that they can't work something out with the bank to keep them in their home, you know, we're here to help.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that is something that's looming.
That's another good option.
All right. So yeah. Again, we can reach inheritedpropertysolutions.com. We can find you on the net. What's your phone number, Ray?
The number is 603-301-4444.
That's pretty easy.
And people can just call you saying, okay.
I got this situation.
Yeah, I just want an idea. I mean, I'm not going to talk to you unless you make a commitment. I mean, they can just call and talk to you.
They can just call and talk. You know, there's no pressure.
There you go.
We're here to help. We're going to advise you. And whatever's best for your situation, that's what we're going to advise you to do. So feel free to give us a call, and we'll talk you through it.
There you go. And do the phone number again, Ray.
The phone number is 603-301-4444. And I'd like to give a quick shout-out to the team because it's not just myself and Joe that makes this happen.
Great.
We have Candy Osborne, Aaron Adams, Heather Carroll, Mike Talazine, Shelma Pierre, Pat Kayer, Chris Belmore, LJ Racelis, and Dan Rosa. All those folks helped make this possible, and without them, we wouldn't be where we are today. So thank you, folks. And then one last shout-out is out to those all working on the front lines during this pandemic. Mm-hmm. Again, thanks to them. You know, we're getting through this, and I personally greatly appreciate it.
Good man.
That's awesome. Right. Well, you're a good egg, right?
Yep, there you are.
That's wonderful.
Well, thank you very much.
And look, if,
one last time.
If somebody...
603-301-4444.
All right. And if somebody calls that number and says, hey, boy, those guys are really mean to you, hang up. It's a crank call.
Yeah.
Okay? Just telling you.
You know.
Listen, if that happens, I know it's either Pat or Peter.
There we go. I have your names on file.
Ray, it's always a pleasure, my friend. You're always welcome. You know that.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Have a great time.
Hey, you too.
Have a wonderful
weekend.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
9:47. Taking a break. Back with more.